What up, humans? Welcome back or to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the Professionally Silly Podcast. We shoot the shit and discuss a variety of awesome paranormal experiences, true crime stories, and some interesting topics that I find online. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, a comedian who enjoys Pinterest a little too much. I really do love that damn app. I can look at it for hours. From hilarious memes to awesome recipes, there is always something to look at. I saw someone make a bowl, like a marijuana bowl, out of just a bunch of Starbursts. So that was beautiful. That was beautiful. Yeah, there's always some to look at. I actually use it today for today's episode, some of the stuff we're going to discuss today. And it's one of those apps where your legs fall asleep for sitting on the toilet too long because you've been staring at it. You know, like TikTok. I can't tell you how many times I was like, well, I'm going to take my phone to the bathroom so I can watch these mini movies on TikTok. And I'm like, damn, my legs don't work anymore. It's probably time for me to get up off this toilet. Anyway, so my dad and I uploaded a new video on my Professionally Silly YouTube channel, and it's called We Fried Everything, and we did. So we were cleaning out the garage, and we came across a deep fryer that my dad had bought years ago, and I didn't even know that he had one because he bought it when I was back in Los Angeles, you know. So anyways, I take it to the kitchen, and I was like, we got to use this bad boy, you know what I'm saying? And I honestly think that he bought it before air frying was a thing, and he had just forgotten about it, you know. But this past Friday, we fried up everything, you understand? Fish, shrimp, scallops, cauliflower, and broccoli. Oh, and some onions, too. We fried it all up, baby. We fried it up, y'all. Okay? And we had a good time and destroyed the kitchen. Yep, completely trashed it. Batter all over the place, grease and crumbs. We had no idea what we were doing, but we had fun doing it. We made memories and whatnot, you know. And then the next day, which was April 17th, that was his birthday. Okay, so I took him out to see the Godzilla versus King Kong movie. He freaking loved it. You know, this was the first time that we'd been to the movies together in a long time, because I lived in Los Angeles for about 7 years. Not to mention, since COVID started, even my dad hadn't been to the movies in about a year. And he's the kind of dude who can go to the movies by himself. He loves that. You know, he'll go by himself, you know. And that's just not something that I can do for some reason. Go to the movies alone or go out to eat at a restaurant alone. It's like, I'm gonna get it to go. You know, that's just how I do it. But, you know, I like to be around people, you know. Anyways, the link for that video will be down in the show notes. For that fattening ass video, check that out. Oh, and do me a favor and click the thumbs up button to support my visual pro silliness. And don't forget to subscribe. Yeah. So let's get to the show. So last week, we discussed some terrifying 3 a.m. horror stories. And I have no idea if these stories are true. And I honestly don't give a fuck. It was too much fun. I had a hilarious creepy time recording this podcast episode for you guys, so you definitely want to check that out. This podcast is just like, I mean, obviously I'm biased, but this podcast is a lot of fun because you never know what the next episode is going to be about. Next week, I might do an entire episode on the history of the sandwich. I don't know. Or weird things that people do online. Or serial killers. We just make sure that we stay silly during the information giving. That's it. You know, this week we take a peep into the drunken moments of our species, a moment many of us have experienced more than once, mind you. And I stand by my comments that I made on a TikTok live. I'm almost positive that I was there during my 21st birthday celebration. Alcohol occurred. Moments in time were lost, yada, yada, yada. And bada bing, bada boom, here we are. You know, this is where we are. Bada bing, bada boom, you know. Anyways, drunken embarrassing moments. Let's discuss those. Thank you, Internet. But before we get into these beautiful drunken moments, if you have any fun, scary, embarrassing, funny, creepy, whatever, any kind of stories or experiences that you want to share, send them in. Email them to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. I-T-S, the word professionally and the word silly. You know, if you don't know how to spell it, just type it in your phone. It'll correct you, okay? I cover a lot of interesting topics, so if you want to join in on the silly, hit me up, email me. And if you have any topic ideas, you know, that you want to do, let me know that as well. You can email that to me or let me know on the Instagram and Twitter pages for the show at It's Pro Silly, or our new Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. Hit me up there, okay? And if you would like to support this podcast, you can. And guess what? It's free. Please leave this podcast a 5-star and written review on Apple Podcasts or whichever podcast platform that you're using. Once again, it's Frizzle. It's free. All right? Apple Podcast reviews are super important because their reviews seem to hold the most weight, and that everybody, not every podcast platform has the option for you to even leave a review, which makes no fucking sense to me, but it is what it is. Okay, so who's ready for some drunken what the fuck moments on this podcast? I am. I'm ready for it. And and I have some exciting news to share with you guys at the end of the episode. So make sure you stay tuned for that. You don't want to miss out on this exciting news. It's super exciting, especially if you live in Florida. Yeah. All right, let's get to it. Okay, so if you've been listening to this podcast a while, then you probably remember the episode that I did last year with my buddy EJ. And it was the EJ Joins Us for Drunk Experiences episode. And that episode was interesting, to say the least. When we recorded, we were drinking a beer or White Claw. I don't remember. We were definitely high. listen, I was living in Los Angeles. Marijuana's legal there. Don't come for me, all right? I was lit. It was great. But for this episode, I'm sipping on a little Stella Artois currently, and I'm loving it, okay? I just got back from Sam's Club with my mom. That was fun because, you know, she bought me this huge case of Yuengling beer. So, you know, she's definitely bought her way into my heart. So I guess I'll keep her around. It's great. So I'm sipping on this Stella Artois, you know. I'm loving it. You know, so let's have a drink together and reminisce on everyone else's experiences. We might end up remembering a few of our own. I don't know. Let me just take a little sippy sip sip. Imported beer. Okay. Let's get to our first drunken what the fuck moment, shall we? There's so many of them in my life in general. Okay, so the first one says, in college, I lived in a dorm as a freshman, but moved off campus into an apartment the next year. One night, after getting completely obliterated and blacking out, I walked back to my old dorm room, I assume, thinking that was where I still lived, climbed up onto the top bunk of the bunk bed and went to sleep. I woke up the next morning trying to figure out what happened and why I wasn't in my own bed, looked around and saw a guy sitting at his computer. "Where am I?" I asked. He just turned and looked at me with a big smile on his face and said, "College, man. College." Ah, college. Some memories in sobriety and other memories, not so much. I'll admit this. I've never blacked out before, or not that I know of. I don't know. Maybe I blocked that out. I don't know. But it's not my responsibility to remember my memories. Y'all asking too much. No, I just play. But I do remember a drunken game of spoons. I don't know if you guys ever played spoons. That game can get quite dangerous. It's easier to watch it on YouTube than for me to try to explain it to you. It's called spoons, like the eating utensil. It's great. Anyways, I may or may have not punched a friend of mine in the chest whilst jumping across the table to grab the last spoon. This may or may not have happened. They may or may not have gotten knocked out of their chair. Okay? We don't know. There's no way to know. There's no way to know. Ah, the game of spoons. Listen, you have to play spoons at some time before you leave this earth. It's right up there with flip cup and beer pong when it comes to level of fun, but way more dangerous, I gotta say. Good Lord. Okay, but luckily for me, I can honestly say that I've never woken up somewhere not knowing where I was or how I got there, thank God. Because that sounds terrifying as fuck. Okay, that whole thing just sounded like a National Lampoon movie. College, man. College. Like, those glorious Van Wilder moments. I literally just told my age. Jesus. Okay. But in his defense, okay, those dorm rooms all look exactly the same after drinking. Okay, so I get this guy. Let's leave him alone. Let's not give him a hard time. He was in college. These are the things that happen. And for you parents out there listening to this and you want your child to go to college, that's cool. But they will have moments like this. I'm telling you, it's almost impossible to go to college and not do something stupid. It's impossible. I was 16, living in Shanghai as an expat. School had just ended, meaning it was time to celebrate. The celebration naturally consisted of a metric fuck ton of weed and a 1 liter bottle of vodka each before heading to the bar. As is tradition, okay, that's what it says, as is tradition. Once at the bar, my friend, who was just as fucked up, hands me an open bottle of beer and tells me to drink it, which I happily oblige. Once I finish, he and a few friends go absolutely mental, screaming, "It was piss! I pissed in the bottle, dude!" Now, it takes a few seconds for me to process this. And when I do, I promptly begin to projectile vomit onto the floor. We get thrown out by angry Chinese men and get in a taxi. I then proceed to speak in a thick southern accent about how the world is doomed because people reject our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This rant continues for a half an hour. The thing is that I've never even been to the American South, and when this happened, I was an atheist. So it was a fun night. Wow. Okay. Like, where do I start? So much occurred in the story. Let's start with what an expat is for those who don't know. It stands for expatriate, okay? And it's a person who lives outside their own country. Now, I'm also curious as to how much a fuck ton of weed is. Like, how much is a metric fuck ton? I don't... How much does it cost? Is it really a part of the metric system? Or I have so many question marks. I need to know what a fuck ton is. And also, did that kid say a liter of vodka each before the bar? Holy shit, what the entire fuck? How is he still alive to even tell this story? I mean, vodka is horrible. Gross. Okay? They didn't have whiskey or tequila nearby. I don't understand. Why are you making these choices? Like, I'm not a fan of vodka, at least not by itself. Give me dark liquor, beer, or wine. Hand me a straight vodka, I'll look at you like you're stupid. Like, I'll look at you like you're wearing your shoes on your head. Like, what are you doing? Put that down. Like, I don't want that. What I won't drink is a bottle of fucking piss. I won't drink that. Okay, let's discuss that for a second. Listen, okay? Pee, in my opinion, probably tastes a little different from beer. Okay? I don't know for certain. Okay? I've had warm beer. That tastes like ass. I don't like warm beer. Maybe it tastes like that. I don't know. I've never had the opportunity to drink pee, and if I was given the opportunity, I would decline heavily. No fucking thanks. Okay. But that dude smoked a fuck ton of weed, which we just learned is a lot. It's like a gallon or something. I don't know. And a little bit of vodka. you know, just a liter, whatever. And for those of you that are confused as to how much a liter is, think about a 2-liter bottle of soda, okay? Now cut that bitch in half, okay? That's a lot of booze. And for and those of you who are not in the States, a 2-liter bottle of soda is that big-ass bottle that you buy when you go to parties and you're bringing chasers, you know, mixers for your drinks. That's what that is. Big-ass bottle of soda, okay? But the fact that he guzzled that piss down like it was a bottle of water and didn't realize it until after it was gone is a lot for me to handle. Also, his friend is an asshole for that shit, drunk or not. Like, I understand he also had a fuck ton of weed and a liter of devil water. I get it. But shit. By the way, legalize it, y'all. Legalize that weed nationwide, please. Come on, America. I live in Georgia, man. I'm not even allowed to get water and food in line while voting, so I don't think they're going to legalize weed out here anytime soon. Which kind of sucks, because, you know, from what I understand, Republicans love money. Most of them have it. You know what I'm saying? You legalize marijuana, dude, our state can make a lot of fucking money. I feel like we all need to follow Colorado's example, bro. They're doing things right over there. Also, I want a fuck ton of weed. So, hopefully, on sale. I hope that I am alive, you know, in this lifetime, Georgia decides to legalize marijuana. Because in my opinion, dude, it is a lot safer than alcohol. Like, I've seen people do some stupid shit while they were drinking. And I've seen people fall asleep while they were smoking. It is, you know, it's different. It's different for some people. That's all I'm saying. Legalize it. Okay. Oh man, shout out to @ashlt271. Thanks for tweeting this random ass drunken moment. Super glad that I get to share your moment with the world, or at least four listeners. and it her tweet reads, "I was trapped in an elevator, used the emergency phone, freaking out till the door opened and I was rescued. Couldn't figure out why my rescuers seemed so annoyed. Turns out I wasn't trapped. In my drunken state, I just forgot to press a button." Look, okay. In Ashley's defense, okay, elevators are difficult as fuck to use. I'm supposed to remember to press buttons now? Like, wow, America, this is what we're doing now? Like... But real talk, I cannot even imagine how annoyed that they must have been when the elevator dude showed up. Like, bitch, why didn't you just press a button? Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot how my fingers work. Like, okay, so once I went to the ladies' room. Oh, here's a drunken moment that reminded me of. I went to the ladies' room. I was in Savannah, Georgia, at the time, and I went to Savannah State University, but then I transferred to Armstrong Atlantic State University because they had a better theater department, you know, because I was a theater major. And anyway, I think Armstrong Atlantic State University is now a Georgia Southern campus. So I don't really understand what's going on there. But anyways, I was in college, okay, and I went to the ladies' room, which turned out to be a unisex bathroom at this bar, okay. Fuck, excuse me, beer. Write that burp. I feel like it was at least a 6. If you give me less than that, you're a horrible person. So I was, I told you I was drinking with you guys. Fuck it. So I was in the bathroom at this bar. It was a unisex bathroom. I thought it was a ladies' room. And I was drinking my body weight, you know, and beer and shots because, you know, I was stupid. And this dude walks into the bathroom, okay, and I shamed him for coming into the ladies' room. And I couldn't figure out why he was laughing. Later on, turns out, I had toilet paper stuck to my shoe, and I made absolutely no sense. Like, I wasn't even speaking complete sentences at this moment. It was like, "Hey, you be here in the bathroom, you some bitch. Get out of here." I don't know. Something like that. Oh, and it turns out the guy was actually a friend of mine. Oh, and not a guy at all. And I went to the bar with this person. We drove there together. We were at a pimp and hose themed party, and Amy was dressed up as a pimp, and in my drunken state, I thought she was a dude. It's whatever, dude. It happened. Let it go. So she tells the story so much better than I do, though. She really does. Look, her drawn-on mustache was convincing as fuck at the time. I'm not going to be shamed. Look, I couldn't understand why this dude was laughing at me so hard. Like, I remember Ashley laughing so hard to the point to where she literally just couldn't breathe. Like, she was laughing so hard. And her laughing at me infuriated me, but I'm too drunk to share why I'm so angry. You some bitch. It was just not a good time. Not a good time at all. I'm going to go ahead and shout out this next person here on Twitter at boss_hog57. And Boss shared, this is their tweet here, went out with $20, woke up with $250, three lighters, two phones, and keys to someone else's car. Wow. First of all, thank you, at boss_hog57 for this lovely, beautiful memory. It sounds like this dude won a hell of a scavenger hunt. And I want to know where the extra money came from, whose phone he had, and and why, not to mention whose damn car keys he stole or walked off with. The lighters, I understand. Okay, those things are magical as hell. They just pop up out of nowhere when needed. I don't know. Kind of like umbrellas. I don't remember ever buying one, but I always seem to have one when I need one. I don't know, dude. Hell, half the pins that I've owned in my lifetime just appeared. Like those racing batons, you know, like those little tubes that runners pass to each other on the track during a race. Yeah, I don't know. I think I've been stealing pins since childhood. I don't know. I can't be the only one. Anyways, Boss, kudos to you for... Kudos to you, man. You made like an extra $200, man. Like, that's dope. And you got a car. And I hope the phone that you got was an iPhone. You know, because, you know, Android phones are weird. I don't understand people who use them. Listen, I'm not coming after you personally. I just don't understand your life choices. I'm such a dick. Everyone's like, I'm not going to listen to your podcast anymore. You're kind of a dick. Listen, okay? I use an iPhone. I'm not going to be ashamed of that shit. I'm proud. I am a proud, gay, black iPhone user, and I will not be shamed. Shit. All right, man. Here's coming at you at, wow, I can't say your name. This is another Twitter tweet, Wow. At Skidmore. I think that's how they want to say that. Anyways, they tweeted on Twitter, you know you've had too much to drink when you get home from a night out and want to cook some hot dogs in the microwave, and your roommates find you passed out on the kitchen floor, cold hot dogs in hand and microwave door open. Man, you had too much to drink, man. Nothing tastes as amazing as a freshly microwaved hot dog after a night of drinking. Or a freshly microwaved pizza, or Chinese takeout leftovers, or lava filled or ice filled hot pockets, because you know, it's one or the other. Either the hot pocket is hot as shit, or is ice cold in the middle. There's no in between. Or maybe, oh man, you know what I love? You know what I love? Ice cold water at 3 a.m. Like, you know when you're thirsty as shit in the middle of the night or early as fuck in the morning and you have yourself a glass of ice cold? Man, something about cold water late as fuck at night or early as hell in the morning, it makes water taste like angels, bro. Dude, I don't know. It's just an amazing time. Like, I cannot... Listen, you guys gotta let me know about that and the professionally silly podcast group on Facebook, I cannot be the only person who finds like perfectly chilled water early as fuck it in the morning or really late at night. It tastes like angels, bro. I'm telling you. You want to taste angels? Do that. Do that right there. Shit. I certainly hope that I have inspired you guys to share your drunken moments with me. I fucking hope that you do. I hope you email me your drunken moment memories. You can let me know anonymously if you would like to. That's fine. That's fine. Just let me know what city, state, and or country that you reside in. Like, hey, California says that they drank whiskey from a fire hose. Like, I need to know these things. Or share your moments inside of the Facebook group. We would love that. Oh, my God. All right, guys, the next one, it reads, I drank a fifth of whiskey, drunkenly stole another fifth of whiskey, drank that fifth of whiskey, fell down a flight of stairs, collapsed on a university lawn, puked on my friend's bed, and died. In that order. Had to be revived by paramedics. I don't remember any of it. My friends had to tell me about it later. Would not do again. Well, holy shit. Okay, so this dude fucking died and came back, like, to life. Two-fifths of whiskey is a lot. A fifth is about, like, it's a little more than 25 ounces of booze that he consumed. Of whiskey. About 25 ounces of booze. I don't know about you guys, but that sounds like the amount of a fuck ton. Okay? It does. I mean, at least pretty damn close, alright? Look, glad dude's okay, though, but damn, that fucking sucks. Oh, and drink responsibly, guys. I really feel like I should say that now. I mean, dude died. That's crazy. How do you get away with stealing another fifth of whiskey drunk as shit and nobody notices? I'm just gonna take this whiskey. I got it! It's like, they could not have done that quietly. Like, fuck. Wow. This episode is crazy. I'm a little lit. Like, I've been chugging this beer down, dude. Like, it's 19.2 fluid ounces of imported lager beer. Shit. See? Stella Artois. La Bierde Fine Deluxe. I have no idea what the fuck that means. Over 600 years of Belgian brewing expertise brought to life in a beautifully balanced lager. Say beautifully balanced like fast five times. It's hard. With a flavorful taste and clean finish, Stella Artois is meant to be savored. So I've been chugging it. Listen, I'm home. I'm safe, and I ain't got nowhere to go. I got two more stories to share with you guys. I feel like you're going to enjoy this. This is so much fun. I should drink more when I do podcasts. But, like, it's hard to stay focused. But for some reason, I can do it when I'm talking about drunk experiences. Anyways, this next one says, pissed on my friend's suitcase, and when I was confronted mid-pee, I justified it by claiming I was just peeing on his vacuum. Don't worry. First of all, what the fuck? I can honestly say that I've never peed on anything that I shouldn't have or peed on myself when I drank too much. I've never experienced loose pee before. Thank goodness. Oh my God. My parents, if anything, they should be proud of that fact right there. I'm a goddamn success. Damn it. Dude, chill. Look, I'm peeing on your vacuum, bro. Everything's fine. Don't worry about it. Like, what the fuck? Oh my God. That happened. And that was in college. There's no way it wasn't. Or the dude could have been in his 40s at somebody's bachelor party. I don't know. But, you know, I'm really tired, okay, of the blatant disregard that vacuum cleaners get. dude, it's fine. I'm just peeing on the vacuum. Just let it go. It's cool. Don't worry about it. Oh, wow. Okay. Hey, man. Hey. Dude, I'm peeing on your dog. Just let it go. He's fine. It's fine. Don't worry about it. It's just your dog. Everything's cool. Holy fuck. Okay, so here's our last drunken experience. Oh, it makes me sad. Oh, well, you know what, guys? In honor of this episode, I plan to go out and have my own drunken experience as soon as I finish recording. I remember I told you about that case of Yingling downstairs, plus I've got lots of other types of booze downstairs. Listen, dude, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, it's Saturday somewhere, or maybe that's not how time works. I don't know. I'm not a chemist. I'm not supposed to know these things. Anyways, this story reads... Okay, that's not what the story says, but that was at least a 9. If you give me less than that, you're racist. It is what it is. Okay, so it says, I once passed out in the middle of the road in the fetal position and was nearly run over by a woman delivering newspapers. The woman stopped and tried waking me up, but I was unresponsive. When the cops arrived, they were able to wake me up, and when I was asked how much I had to drink, I simply responded, "You're looking at it." The police then charged me with disorderly conduct and took me home. I had no recollection of what fully happened until it was in the newspaper. "You're looking at it." "Hey, are you okay, sir? How much have you had to drink?" "You're looking at it." Like, that doesn't even answer the question. I bet those cops were like, "Well, he's not wrong." He must have been white. They didn't shoot him. Ah, oh, jeez. Okay, I can't believe they put it in the paper. Was there nothing else going on in that town at the time? Nothing else. This must have been before social media, because that shit would have been on YouTube or World Star so fast. So fast. At the very least, TikTok, okay? This must have been before social media. Because, you know, things like that don't normally make it to the newspaper. At least, not as far as I know. I don't know. That might have to be another podcast episode idea. Just random newspaper clippings. Just like, weird shit that they took the time to print into the paper. I don't know. I don't know. That could be interesting. Oh, "You're looking at it." Oh my god. I love it. I love it. I'm actually kind of sad that was the last one. Aww. And I am so lucky to have been growing up at a time where cell phone cameras weren't that great, and there was nowhere to really post things like that. I mean, you might be able to send someone a video or email a picture here and there, but the footage was nowhere near as clear and as easy to zoom in on as they are now. You young people, you out there, just fucking be careful. You gotta be careful when you get hydrated with the devil's beverages, okay? Listen, if there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's a fuck ton is a lot. It's a lot. Also, maybe don't drink an entire fifth alone. Professionally silly life rules, people. I'm here to help you, okay? If you have any stories of your own that you want to share, drunken or in sobriety, it's cool. You can send me your stories to my email at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. Maybe you have some drunken mistakes that you want to share anonymously, or maybe you want to own up to the shit that you did. Give me your first, middle, and last name. Like, "Yeah, dude, I fucking peed on a clown. Michael J. Riley." And by the way, if there really is a Michael J. Riley out there, I don't know if you actually did that or not. I just said a name. That's it. Or maybe you've got some scary or some funny or embarrassing or maybe some paranormal experiences that you want to share. Maybe you just want to say, "Hey, what's up? I love your podcast. Your voice is sexy. You sound like you have big tits. I love your show. You can always email that to me as well. I've been drinking. Leave me alone. Also, don't forget that you can also leave me messages on the Anchor app or on my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. The number down in the show notes below, along with my email address. You can leave me a voicemail or shoot me a text message, and I'll put it on the podcast unless you say otherwise. But let me tell you this. I love fucking hearing from you guys because that shit is fucking titties. I love it. Let's go ahead and shout out cheeseburger.com, cheese with a Z, boredpanda.com, and of course, Twitter for the lovely drunken memories that we got to experience together. I tell you what, I certainly went down memory lane in this episode. I've done a lot of stupid shit in sobriety and out of it. I do stupid things all the time, okay? It's part of life. I want to thank you guys so much for your support and coming back every freaking week. Okay, and if this is your first time listening, I am so sorry. I hope that you decide to come back when I'm not fucked up. That'd be great. That'd be great. And, return and join me each and every Friday as we get professionally silly up in this bitch. Okay? Also, don't forget to support your girl by leaving reviews on whichever podcast directory that you're using, especially Apple Podcasts. If you've got that, they are like the podcast gods. Let's be honest here, okay? If they fuck with you on Apple Podcasts, they fuck with you everywhere. And the more good reviews I get, the better chance I have of reaching more people. Which would be what? Say it with me, people. It would be fucking titties. It would be. So do me a favor and leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. 5-star and written review. This really helps your girl make it into the podcast algorithm. And I would love, love, love to be suggested to new listeners, because that's my goal. And remember when I told you guys earlier that I had some exciting news to share with you? Yeah. The exciting news is your girl is gonna be on the radio. Yes. I ended up with a voiceover job on a radio station in Florida. So your girl's going to be in a commercial. Yeah. Now, it only airs in Florida, but I'm going to share with you right here, right now. That sounded like we were all going to just fuck just now. Sorry. I'm going to share with you now. Okay. I play the black grandma and the black wife in the commercial. I'm really good at these roles because I'm black. I'm not a wife or a grandma, but I have those. Wait, no, I had a grandma. I've never had a wife. Anyways, I'm black. I can do it. So I played two roles. So there is this sort of white proper family on the commercial, and then the black family comes in, and I played both female roles in that commercial. So let me tell you, I needed this. I did. It felt so fucking good to be paid, you know, for something creative. You know, I have a degree in performing arts. So voiceover work, acting, stand-up comedy, this podcast, this my YouTube. I use my degree every day that I do something, but I'm not famous, nor do I want to be. I just want to be paid for my craft and pay my bills and live my life with that money. I don't want to have to do, you know, bullshit ass jobs that I don't give a shit about. Like, I want to live my life. My dream is living my life being paid for my creativity. That's what I want to do. That would be like, that would be heaven for me. It really would. Yeah, and it felt good to have a paid gig. You know what I mean? As much as I love my podcast and my YouTube channels, I don't make much money, if any, putting all that time and effort into my craft. I don't. But like I said, the dream is maybe one day I will. So I have to keep pushing and striving for that blissful moment when someone is willing to pay me for my creativity and hard work. Anywho, here's the commercial that I'm a part of. You guys are going to fucking love it. It's fucking titties. I love it.
Mother's Day is almost here, and dads everywhere are looking for that perfect gift.
Oh, darling, I think for Mother's Day this year, I'll take you and Grandmama out for brunchy-wunchy.
What do you think, Grandmother?
What I really want is my car windows tinted at Beat the Heat with that beautiful 3M ceramic film like Eleanor has on her car.
Sounds like Grandmother wants to ride in style and comfort and reduce glare. We can make that happen at Beat the Heat. Now, let's listen in on another family.
Hey, baby, for Mother's Day, what if I bought you and Grandmama some roses and chocolates?
What you think, Grandma?
Again, that's what he gives us every year. What I really want is more privacy in my car. And with a gift certificate from Beat the Heat, I'll be a VIP and get my windows tinted in an hour or so.
This Mother's Day, give the ladies a gift that lasts longer than a meal or a dozen roses. Beat the Heat, Tallahassee's trusted window tint leader for nearly 30 years.
Call 322-4616. 322-4616. Who got it? We got it.
So if you want to get your windows tinted and you round there in the Florida area, you need to Beat the Heat. I tell you what, that was a lot of fun recording that. I certainly hope that they decide to call me for other gigs, because I needed it, I loved it, and I can't wait to fucking do it again. All right, so if you enjoyed this podcast, the Professionally Silly Podcast, well, I forgot the name of my own show, and you want to help out, you can now support my silly content by making monthly donations. Now, this will be extremely helpful in making the Professionally Silly Podcast even better and help move the silly forward. So you can now make monthly contributions as low as 99 cents a month, $4.99, or $9.99 a month right here on the Anchor app. And if you have commitment issues or you don't have the Anchor app, there's always PayPal, my friends. www.paypal.me/AmberSmilesJones. That's down in the show notes as well. Help me keep the silly flowing. Also, guys, in the show notes, make sure you check out the other bonus information that I have in there, like my social media stuff. I got TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube channels, plural, the Professionally Silly channel, and the Paranormal Blacktivity channel. And all of my personal and podcast social media information is in the show notes as well. Make sure you follow this podcast on Instagram and Twitter at It's Pro Silly. ITSPRO, then the word silly. I post some things pertaining to this episode, so you don't want to miss that. You know, and there's always a Facebook group as well, the Professionally Silly Podcast group. Share your opinions of my older and or newer episodes. Post silly true crime, paranormal memes, or whatever the fuck you want, really. Let's just have some fun. Let's laugh. Let's have a good time. Also, guys, in other news, I've got myself a P.O. box. So you can old school snail mail me if you like. Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. That's going to be down in the show notes as well. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, let me put on my sexy voice. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Was that weird? It was. All right. Bye.